First of all, what we do know is what the Butler, the Pittsburgh County, sorry, Pittsburgh County was saying about it, and other police departments and sheriff's offices, and that the head of the SWAT team, not for the Secret Service, but for the local police, said that the Secret Service was going to meet with them and give them a briefing and make sure that they coordinated what everybody's assignment was. And the Secret Service did not do it. That's absolutely unheard of. That is absolutely so irresponsible. And then what else do we know? That the suspect, Crooks, was wandering around the entire compound, was seen with a gun. Several citizens saw him. At least two citizens reported it to the police. At least two police saw the suspect. One of them tried to get on the roof. The suspect pointed a gun at him. At that point, those police officers should have made sure that Trump got off the stage. And they should have fired a shot. They should have done anything and everything. They still should have tried to shoot the suspect. And I don't care how they did it, but they should have tried to shoot the suspect and make sure that no citizens were, or citizens were, or Trump or anybody else was in the crossfire. But that would be the only way to do that. But they already had reports before Trump even took the stage, which should have meant that they never allowed him to go on the stage. And so that, folks, I'm sorry, but we've only touched on a few of the mistakes and very graphic blunders by the Secret Service, and that they were so egregious and so outside training protocols that last night this lady we were sitting next to said, "I'm sorry, but you have to believe that was an inside job." And I said, "I don't blame you for saying that. I'm not ready to say that yet because I want to see more evidence, but you, it's a logical conclusion because of how many mistakes were made on this. And these mistakes were so egregious and so stupid and so far out of training protocols that there's really no other way you can think of it. That's going to be a logical conclusion. And so I'm not saying it yet. I'm saying that that conclusion is logical, but I want to see the investigation. And I want to see it from an independent source that a member of Congress has already asked for, but that's not going to happen. The crooked FBI, corrupt FBI is going to be finishing this investigation. And they've already allowed the crime scene to be compromised and trampled upon. So I, no. And some of the Secret Service, they reported this morning, have already reported that their opinion is that Trump, they're going to shoot at Trump again before the election of November 5th. So who wouldn't think that? Quite honestly, because the Secret Service just taught the world that this is really easy to do. So, no.